Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like shouting. I don't believe I have nobody like me here. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I found happiness in Jesus. Oh, I thought I had it, but I didn't have it. If y'all go around town and meet that devil, you tell him, Ella Hunt said, I'm gonna stay. Under the blood. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna stay. Stay. Under the blood. With me tonight. Gonna stay under the blood, and the world can't do me no harm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm gonna pray under the blood. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I'm gonna pray under the blood. Gonna pray under the blood. Oh, and the world can't do me. World can't do me. The world can't do me no harm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay. Under the blood. Gonna stay under the blood. Gonna stay. I ain't going nowhere. Under the blood. Oh yeah. And the world can't do me no harm. What about under the blood? Can I get a witness here tonight? Under. How many of y'all is under the blood tonight? Jesus. Do y'all know that healing in Jesus' blood? Can I get a witness here tonight? I'm not talking about the blood of a bird. No, I'm not talking about the blood of a bull. I'm not talking about no animal blood. Although I can remember reading what God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to kill an animal and put the blood up over the door. Can I get a witness? He said, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, I'll fly over. Can I get a witness here tonight? You know, nobody was able to shed blood for you and I. Can I get a witness? And I'm thinking about now just how it were after Jesus died, came out of that body and went down in hell. Can I get a witness here tonight? Seemed not like I see him in my mind. When he got out in hell, y'all, he began to beat that devil. Can I get a witness here tonight? He began to whoop that old devil and take the keys from that rascal. Can I get a witness here tonight? All of the prophets have been dead a long time. They was in Abraham's bosom. Do you know what they done? No doubt they were standing on the banks of hell, looking down at Jesus as he beat that old devil. No doubt they said, go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go. Go. Oh. 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 Can I get a witness? Oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood. Somebody tell him thank you. Y'all ought to tell him thank you for your blood. Oh, yeah.
My, 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 my. Praise God for the blood. For the blood, Reverend. For the blood. He said he's going to stay, right?
Yes, sir.
He said he's going to stay under the blood. Could you understand that song, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm talking about, he said he's going to stay under the blood. If I could just paraphrase that a little bit, I want to stay with the Lord. You know, since I've yeah. met the Lord, I don't want to take my hands from his hand. Because he's not a guidance, Reverend. Through the towers.
That's
he
right.
been through some strong weeds, man, trying to go through, navigate through some weeds, you know. You ever try to navigate through some weeds and you have to drill them down so you can get across them, you know. That's how it is when you're traveling this Christian journey, brother. It's how it is when you're traveling this Christian journey. It's going to be some ups and it's going to be some downs. But I'm so glad to keep it with the Lord, because I find out serving the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, it pays off, Doc. It pays off. You know, we thank everyone for being here on this evening. And we want you to know this here. Man, there's a sower, Reverend, who went out and sowed some seeds. That's what we want to do with that. It might be a little serious, Rip, but there was a sower who went out and threw some seeds, you know. Now, we're not telling nobody that what ground you have, you know. We don't know about you. Have you tilted lately, Rip? You know, there are some things inside of us God wants to come out of us so he can put a seed there. So that seed there, it can be... What can it do, Reverend? It can reproduce.
Yeah.
Can I say it like that? It can reproduce. Mm-hmm. And God has a plan. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And his plan is salvation for all mankind. No one can be left out unless you want to be left out, Reverend. I mean all mankind. So we want to deal with that Matthew 13 and one over there, you know, we're going to begin over there. But really, while we're there, Reverend, just want to say thank God for the opportunity to be in his service again. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, because it was him that made this day out of reality, man. He kept us all day long so we can have time out while we're rushing through, worrying about this and that. But we took a time out and moved the ministry to the evening so we can be able to convey God's word. You know, even yourself, you know, the job you got now, you know, it has to change things up. So we have to change it so we can be able to still give the word of God. And Reverend, we also believe, Reverend, it don't even have to be a sermon all the time. we can have prayer time. Mm-hmm. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
We can come over, just sit here and pray with another. Oh, we might listen to one of them old songs, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? Mm. One of those songs.
Yes, sir.
What is it? Stay under the blue. Oh, swim.
Stay under the blue. Yes, sir.
Stay under the blue, Reverend. Mm-hmm. Can you understand that, Reverend?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm glad for that blood. I'm glad that he made it. And he gave us an opportunity that we can take part of this, what we call salvation. It had not been for the blood, you know.
But the blood.
We could redeem us and wash us. many people don't realize that Jesus has done so much for us. So much was he paid a debt that he didn't owe, but we don't want to owe the debt. But we didn't have the spiritual finances to cover it.
My God.
Oh, praise the Lord. We had the blood, but it had to be pure. It had to be. be pure blood, but our blood wasn't pure. It couldn't cover not even our own sin. Let's move someone else, but here. His covenant, God. So I thank you. I thank him.
You know,
yes, sir.
We come right now just to convey something that God allowed to put in our heart today, Reverend. You know, I think he has something to this. He has something to gumbo just in. I'm gonna probably move around a little bit with this. This Matthew 13 and some. Somewhere I want to get a little Genesis, because it began in the beginning, right?
Yes, sir.
In the beginning, Genesis is the beginning, right? You know, so but allow us to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, God, is already in the place, Lord. We come, Lord, with our arms open up, knowing that, Father God, that you are God who created all things. We find out, Father God, Scripture said that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, Lord. So, Lord, we believe, Father God, that you own all things. So since we're here, Lord, we just want to lift up our voice and say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come together right now, Lord, to just to read it in our word. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit that came in this morning, woke us up, and kept us all day long, Lord. Lord, even some of those might have had a little hardship, Lord. Might have had a little thought in our mind, Lord. But, Lord, you gave us something to just keep rolling on and say, thank you, Father God, for the blood, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that has it rest, rule, and by, Lord. Henceforth, now, and forevermore, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord, that it was you, Lord, that made it this day out of reality. So we're going to rejoice, Lord, and thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, there might be one sick, Lord. Might with someone have a problem in their home, Lord. Maybe be something going on in life in general, mentally, spiritually, and financially, Lord, and physically, Lord. We ask you, Lord, if it be your will, Lord. Bless the people, Lord, that they come, Lord, with kind words. Bless the people, Lord, that they hear you, Father God, even in times like persecution, trials, even in joy, Lord, that we say thank you, Father God, for these days that you have gave us on this side of this earth, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, we come right now, Lord. Lord, we ask you to hide us, Father God, behind the cross, Lord, as we stand as your messenger, Lord, teaching and preaching thy gospel, Lord. Speak, Lord. Touch someone's heart, Lord. Let them not just be hearers only, but doers of thy word, Lord. Penetrate the soul, Lord. Then one might ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Or how can I get closer to you? Let it be done today, Lord. Let it be done. Let it move gracefully in someone's heart, Lord, and say thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the word of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Jesus, Lord. And we thank you all this in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Can you hear me good, brother?
Nah.
Before I get too far?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can hear you.
So Genesis, I want to add this in there, Reverend. Genesis right quick. Yeah, I want to add Genesis 1:11. Yeah, put your finger on Matthew 13:1. That's just the Holy Spirit. Y'all just pray for me. You know, 13, Matthew 13:1. But we're going to start it at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 11. I want to try to convey this to your heart. Look what it says. And God says, Reverend, he said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the earth yield seed, and the fruit, look what it says, the fruit of the tree yield the fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth broke forth grass, and the earth yielded her seed after his kind, and the tree yielded the fruit. And look what he says, whose seed was in herself. Look at it, in herself, after his kind. And God saw that, Reverend. You know he did, Reverend? He said that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go there, Reverend. Yes, I wanted to go there because he made it real early in the before man was even thought of, before he even brought a man in, Reverend. He was dealing with this earth, man, and he was dealing with the herbs, and he was dealing with the ground. Lord. Now he just separated the water from the earth. Now he's telling it to do yield up some what? Grass. And when we see herbs, that's vegetables. Help me, Holy Spirit. God was looking at it in the beginning, Reverend, and telling him what he wanted to do, because he knew he finna make a man, Reverend. He knew the man was going back to be the one who had to tilt it. So we find out, Reverend, an apple tree was an apple tree, Reverend. We find out a pear tree was a pear tree, Reverend. We ate, Reverend, right. We saw vines, Lord, with grapes on it, Reverend, and it was a grape, Lord, Reverend. At this time, Reverend, it wasn't no sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. It wasn't no sin at this time, Reverend. But we know what happened when Adam came, Reverend. When he came, God told him the name all the animals. He looked at the elephant and named the elephant elephant. Right? He looked at the old giraffe, named him a giraffe. He gave him that tool, Reverend, to use. But sin creeped in, Reverend. And when sin creeped in, this is why we're going to lead us to Matthew 13. Sin had creeped in, Reverend. So Jesus had to come, because the first Adam failed us. And when he failed us, Reverend, God had to find Jesus to come down, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, through 42 generations. And look at this, Reverend. And when he came, Reverend, he came with a mission, like you say, Reverend. He paid, he laid his life down for us and paid the ultimate punishment that you can be able to get.
Yeah.
Say, Reverend, that you can ever get, Reverend, that you get hung on a tree, Heavenly Holy Spirit, as form as a cross. And he could have done a lot of things, Reverend, but he took it on. And for you and I, so we can have eternal life. But Reverend, before we get there, Reverend, I want you to know, Reverend, that he had a plan. God has a plan, and his plan is every man to make it. When I say man, that means all kind, Reverend. That means all kind.
Yeah.
So, Reverend, he had early, he had early, Reverend, told that when they brought the lame to him, help me, Holy Spirit, and they brought the blind to him, Reverend, and Reverend, what he did, Reverend, he reached out, Reverend, and he had compassion, and he healed the blind. Oh,
healed, yes, sir.
He healed the man. Couldn't talk, now he can speak again. And people was hearing this, and fame was going out, and the Pharisee knew about this. And they, you know how it is, Reverend, when someone comes and someone's, hey, it seems like God is working through them, you find a little naysayers on the sideline.
Yeah.
And they look around, they're trying to find somewhere to discredit because his fame was going out. And his fame was going out. Reverend, he already preached about the Sabbath. Help me, Holy Spirit. He already preached about the Sabbath. Hey, Reverend, he did this early, and he watched this here, and he preached about and when he was on the Capernaum, and he was in the room, it was so compressed, it couldn't get in there, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was so tight in there, and they couldn't get in. So as we get in the lesson, if you're going to understand what I'm talking about, he went to the seashore. Help me, Holy Spirit. And this is where we begin the lesson there. Matthew, watch what it says, 13:1. He said, the same day, Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, out of his house, that's what the book says, and sat by the seaside, and a great multitude was gathered together unto him, said, look what he said, Reverend, so that he went into the ship and sat, and the whole That's what he said. Multitude stood on the water, the shore. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Reverend.
Yes,
look at this here, Reverend. Can you imagine a lot of people that already heard about how he healing and how he how he delivered, how he set free? Now he's been teaching. Now it was so many people, Reverend. We will say today it was like a mega church. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so many people, so he got on this ship. He had to get out of his house, Reverend. We find out that most of the time you hear Jesus preach, it was in Capernaum. Y'all help me, Holy Spirit. And he's preaching in his house. One time it was so much that Reverend, they couldn't even get in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was pressing so hard. And it was so many, watch this, Reverend. It was so many people there. It was standing room only, Reverend. And we found out one day, the man had been in a position over 38 years, Reverend, and he couldn't get in, so he had some friends to get him and take the top of the roof off, Reverend, and lower him down inside in this place, Reverend. And Reverend God, Jesus looked down at him, help me, Holy Spirit, looked down at him, Reverend, and told him to take up his bed and walk. Can you imagine, you've been laying all these years like this here, and he said, check, and he got up, Reverend, and the man went to walk.
Mm-hmm.
People seen this, and now they drove in him. They drove it. So Jesus, get out the house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And then he got in this boat we call the ship, and he pushed his way back out so all the people in the seashore could see him at this time. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he did, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He said not just, he said multitude. And when you look at multitude, now we look at it, and we look at it right. We believe that there's a number there, but that he didn't put one. But he put it in a way that it was more than his house can handle, Reverend. So it was so many that when he was looking, they spread it all across the seashore just to hear him teach. Watch this, Reverend. And he spake many things, Reverend, unto them in a parable. That's what he said, Reverend, saying, behold, a sower, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he said, went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the fowls came and devoured them up. And look at this. Some fell up on stony places where there was not much earth. And for which they're springing up because they have, no deepness of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. He's teaching them something they understand about cultivating the land, Reverend. And what he said, and when the sun was up and were scorched, he said, because they had no root, Reverend, he said they withered away. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to bang them and do something with this thing. He said, and some fell among thorns, and thorns sprang up and choked them. He said, but others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, and some 100-fold, and some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. He said, watch this, Reverend. Watch this. He said, he that had an ear to hear, let him hear. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He had broke it all the way down so they could understand the message, right? But what? We're going to find out. But this message was for all of them to understand. Help me, Holy Spirit. But he conveying this to them right now because he said there was a sower. He is that sower, Reverend. Sowing that seed out. We're going to read a little bit, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But he said, at this time, Reverend, there was some fell by the wayside. There was some fell in some thorns. Reverend, it was some, when it fell out, they started off good, Reverend, but it didn't get no root to it, Reverend. It didn't get deep enough in the ground for it, Reverend. And then what they did, it choked out, you know. That's why some of the believers are like they are today. You know, they start out right, man, sometimes. You know, a little trial, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A little tribulation come, Reverend. And they move away from where they could be taught in, where they could be cultivated in. See, we believe now. This is what we believe, Reverend. We believe once you've been delivered, you need to be somewhere someone can help you in that spot that you've been delivered from. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So what I'm trying to say, that void there needs to be attended. You know what I'm talking about? So when you do come in to a time that the tribulation comes. When you do come up with a time where trials come, you won't be like that one that get no root before you left. That's me, Holy Spirit. You'll be at sitting there even if you don't understand, Reverend, because we're going to get there by the understanding, Reverend, because some didn't understand, Reverend, because he spoke this parable. We believe the parable is like a metaphor. Help me, Holy Spirit. He take an earthly subject and meaning a spiritual thing out of it. Help me, Holy Spirit. So he taking something they could understand earthly, but he's trying to change them from a fleshly thing to a spiritual thing, if I can say it like that, Reverend.
Yeah.
He's trying to let them see something spiritual in this. Because what's happening here, he said, because this lesson I'm giving, it's not for everybody. Oh, I know right about it. He said, because some of these people got some stony hearts. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, some of these people are so stony. He said, when the seed fell, it didn't get no root. It didn't get deep enough because the ground that was there had, it wasn't good soil, Reverend. It wasn't no good ground, Reverend. You know, you ever went somewhere and you started a land, you know, and you wanted to open the land up because you want some grass to grow. You were just read that, Reverend. But you want some herbs to grow, that's vegetable. You want some fruit to grow. Reverend, you have to go work that land, Reverend. You got to open that land up. You know, when you're doing this Christian journey, brothers and sisters, we got to labor. Can I get it with you? Reverend, we have to labor so much. I love Psalm so well, man. Psalm 19 gave me something at the end there, Reverend. If you just be careful of me when I go there. See when I think about how when Jesus was dealing with them, it's always imperative that we always understand that he knows their heart. He knows their thoughts. He knows what they're thinking about. That's why I like to sum it by what we as believers should do. He says over here in Psalm 19:14, he said, let the words of my mouth, help me, Holy Spirit, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, what do you say, Reverend? In thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He's our rock. You know what I'm saying? He's the one we can go and get connected to. So when we come up to a time that they feel like the root didn't get deep enough, Reverend, oh, have no spirit. When it feels like the things get a little tough in your life, you know, when you're walking with God, you got to understand these things going to happen. Hard not your heart. Don't be wavy when you're doing God's business. Just stay with the mission, and you will understand this in the what? In the by and by. So I ask to leave you with something from my heart, because he gave us something to kind of clear this out, because the disciples said, and the disciples came and said unto him, why, Reverend? This is what they said, Reverend. Speak thou unto them in a parable. It's up in the book. He said, why? Yes, he said, why? This was the side that, why speak thou unto them in a parable? And he answered and said unto him. Now, I want to make sure something, you know, because I guess got to get some clarification here, Reverend. I got to make sure we're on point with this thing. Is this in red? Is this been about to turn to red? What that means to you, Reverend? What that means to you? Jesus is speaking. Is that right about it? Jesus said, because it is given, that's what he said, because it is given unto you, here we go, y'all, to know the mystery of the kingdom of the heaven. That's what he said, right? But to them, it's not given. Remember I told you? He's speaking to us now. I just truly believe when the pastor or the teacher is teaching God's word, if he's conveying and the people's not understanding, brothers and sisters, it's not always the pastor and the preacher's fault. Some of us got to understand what we came in with. What was in our mind and our heart when we came into the service? Because some of our mind be so cluttered, you know, so polluted then when we get there, the preacher got to preach so hard, and they got to sing so hard to get you to get into the spirit. That's why we got to get prepared before we get there, brother. That's why we got to meditate before we get there. And Jesus said, well, like these Pharisees, why well, this right? He said, because he is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But to them, it is not given. For whosoever, what he said, had to him, shall be given, and he shall what have more abundantly. But whosoever have not, for he, him, that was it, shall be taken away, even that he had. Therefore, watch this now, therefore speak I to them in a parable, because they seen, is that still there? Because they see not. That's what, is that still there? He said, and hear that they hear not. Neither do they what, Reverend, understand. They see. They hear, Reverend, but they're not retaining what they hear, Reverend. They, see, some of them got they blocking because they're there for one reason, trying to what, find somewhere to see if they can find some what, some evidence against him, Reverend, so they can stop this move, what he's doing. Help me, Jose. But Jesus said, I'm not speaking to them because they don't understand anyway. They can't see. They see him with their eyes, but they can't see me. They can hear, but they can't hear me now. He said they do not understand. Now watch this, Reverend. These are people of blunt people of under the Mosaic law. They were so much under the Mosaic law, they didn't want to change. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're looking for some other what person coming through. Because we keep reading, we're going to find out why I say what I said. Watch what he said. He said, in them is fulfilled the prophets of what? Esau. That's Isaiah. Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He said, which said, by your hearing, you what, shall hear and shall not understand.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing
that's right.
And you shall see and shall not what, perceive. For the people heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, oh, I'm still in the book, y'all, they have closed, is I'm still there, lest any time they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and what is it, and should understand with their what, heart. Here we go, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And shall be what? Converted.
Converted.
So he said, I shall hear them. I'm still in the book, man.
He said,
all of this now, if these people will loosen their heart up. Now, I'm dealing with some soil now. I'm trying to get him, he didn't threw the seed out there, and he knew they, what it was going to do. They stubborn, they wavy. What he told them, he said, but the one who is falls on good ground, you're going to see 100-fold. You're going to see 60-fold, and you're going to see 30. I know I'm in the book. Hey, Reverend, and he said it. He bagged it up so the disciples could understand them just a little more clearly. He said, because you know the mystery, because I'm right there with you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can see and hear me because it's in your heart, but it's not in their heart to see this. They understand it from the outside and not the heart. He said, because they're so close, but they ain't close enough, Reverend. He said they're close, but they're not close enough. He said the ears are hearing things, but they don't understand because they grow. He said they wax gross. It ain't like they just got so much wax they can't hear. Really, they got so much in their heart, they don't want to receive it from him. Help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, I like this part. He said they should understand. He said, not no other place, but well, with their heart. Don't get that. Don't get it twisted now. You can be smart all you want to, but if you don't put it in the heart, help me, Holy. If it don't penetrate the heart, it won't convict
that's
you.
Right.
That's why when we wrong, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, when we mess up, Reverend, we'll find a place to ask God to do what? Forgive me. Lord, forgive me for what I just did. Lord, I know you hear me, and I know you see me. But when he said that latter part, Reverend, I love that part when he said they should be what? They should be converted. I'm still in the book, man. He said they should be converted. Once you've been changed, Once God then came in your life, it doesn't mean the same. You're going to change when he comes in. And he said, I will heal them. That's what he said. He said,
yes,
I will heal them.
Sir.
And I don't know about you. We're at a time in the season healing need to be here. But what's he said? What's this here, Reverend? He said, but blessed are you, your eyes, for they see, Reverend. Look what he said, in your ears, for they hear. But brother, I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see, Jesus, the thing you have seen. Is that still there?
Yeah.
He said, you have seen. Look what he said. I'm gonna end it with this here. He said, have not seen them and to hear those things which you heard and have not heard them. I want to leave you with this here because I'm going to kind of bring this again Thursday a little bit, try to finish this thing here because I want you to hear me with grace. He loved us so much. Oh, help me. He loved us so much. He said, see, you've been depositing some things now. You God has taught you some things now. Now you should live a little different now. Now you should function a little different now, and you should be able to see now because I have planted a seed in you, and my seed is my love. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, my love and came and touched your heart, Reverend. You know what he did? He said, look what he told us one time, Reverend. He said, I like how the book reads. He said, I am the vine, and you are my, and my Father is us. Every branch in me that bear not fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purges that it may bring forth more fruit. And watch this here. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear the fruit except it be what? Abide in the vine. No more can it except it abide in. I am the vine. And you are the branch. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. And without me, you can do nothing. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why I went there? Because I want you to know that he's talking about the person. He's speaking about the disciple. You can see this now. You can hear this now. Now you believe what just happened because you got connected to the vine. And the branches there, see, while I'm pruning you, help me, Holy Spirit, while I'm cutting this out of you, so watch this here, so the seed can grow, so you can be fruitful, so you can go out and tell somebody later on. See, he ain't ready to let them run yet, Reverend, but he's getting them prepared to see some spiritual thing. He's letting them know this is a spiritual thing, and you got it now, sisters and brothers. Now you got it. Long as you understand that he is your, what, your Savior. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Long as you know that he is your what? All in all. Can I go somewhere? Long as you know that he was the one who died on Calvary, Reverend. Long as you know that he gave you an opportunity to say this here, that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and should believe in thy heart, thou had what? God had raised him from the dead. Look what he said. Thou should be saved. He said, with the heart made believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth he confessed and made unto salvation. Watch this now. I just got the word. That's all I got. He said, for the scripture says, not what the philosopher said, not what Pluto said, not what Socrates said. He said, for the scripture said, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew in the Greek, but the same Lord is over all, is written unto all the call over his name. I'm through here now. Watch, he said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Shall be saved.
Reverend, you know, I was thinking about being saved, Reverend. I was thinking about being converted, Reverend. You remember, once you'd have been shown this love, once you'd have been told, you don't have to be a preacher to do this, man. Once you'd have been told this love, it is your duty to go out and tell somebody about the goodness of God. once you've been converted, you're supposed to go and tell somebody about it. Be fruitful what God has done in your life. You should hold on to what God has exposed you with, Reverend. You know, you know. I had something in my heart, Reverend. Can I say it again? And it stayed
yes,
with me when I was going down the road with it, and I started thinking about what have He done for us. He done so much for us. So we can do something now. We don't have to wait till people pass on before we give them their flowers, Reverend. Just for a second, Reverend. And I want you to help me with this now. Just for a second, Reverend.
A lot
just
of my friends that's already gone on.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Dear friend of mine, Willie Banks.
Yeah, man. Hell, you remember him,
Dr. Ed? Yes, sir.
We was just that type. Whatever go on, he would let you know, I don't like that. I don't like that, Brother Slim. And then
that's a friend, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some friends out there. I have some so-called friends tell me, it's all right. And as soon as I turn and think it's all right, they're going to tell somebody else, I don't like what he said. A lot of y'all have bought pictures and albums of my friend that's going on. And you're saying great things about them now. Applauding, but I don't want y'all to wait until I'm gone. You got something good to say? Say it now.
Right.
Quincy?
Watch it, Red.
Quincy?
Somebody out there that like I am. I don't have no mother tonight. How many of y'all out there got a mother going on? You can help me. Tell others. Y'all got so much to be thankful for. Can I get with you tonight? Can I get with it? 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 What you ought to do?
Thank you, Lord.
Those of you that got a mother in the land of living, what you ought to do? If she don't live with you, call her. I said, call her on the telephone And if you don't have a telephone, sit down and write a letter. Can I get a witness here tonight? And when you write your mother, these are the words you ought to tell her. Quincy, come on, bring it.
Well, we had to live a long way. We had to see that love. You still out there? Can you hear me? Did we fall off? did we fall off? In the morning, we come. And we always say this at the end of something like that. We always say this here. If someone was something said that they didn't understand, if it's something was came across that you couldn't understand the word of God, or was something you need for us to go back over, we will do it. If you need prayer, we can stop right now and pray for you and others as well. So all you have to do is hit that one button. If you ain't never been on, all you got to do is the one button on your nine, and we can get you in, and we'll pray with you. Or you can pray for us. I'm open for that right there in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm ready for that. I thank God always, Brother D. I don't know, is it something else? Can anybody else hear me? The ministry? I don't
Amen.
Know.
Amen.
Can you hear me? Amen. Can you hear me, Doc?
I hear you loud. Hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, we want to always have opportunity for people to come on for the D and others right. And we'll have a kind word to say or something, you know. And I just like that song, Old Slim. Slim, Spring Ranger, you know.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. What you got
there? Amen. I watched him. I listened to him for years when he was in Milwaukee before he moved south. Man. I just truly thank the Lord for another service. I had called this morning. I said, I called this morning, 8 o'clock, to make sure that we went on. I said, if I didn't get on in, I know we on tonight. So when you text me, I was already on. I just watching the clock. Yeah. Get on, brother. I'll be there. The Lord's will.
Yeah.
I'm always doing my best to align myself up to where I can hear the word of God. It's so precious. The word of God is so precious to man.
Yes, it is.
And those that don't listen, my brother, if they only knew like we know, they would do the same if they only knew. God is so merciful. He's so kind. I like that about my God. He's so merciful. He's so kind, but yet he's jealous. And I hope you catch that, brother. He's so merciful. He's so kind, but yet he's jealous.
Mm-hmm.
He said his word, thou shalt have no other God before me. See, we have a tendency to make things our God. I just truly thank God today. I thank him for the early morning arrival this morning, brother, dealing under the weather.
Yeah.
But thanks be to God.
God bless him.
Some are not under the weather, some are under the ground. So, brother, he is still here among the land and living. And not among the dead. I just thank God. When I thank him for the word today, I heard my brother when he said, some fell on good ground. And some fell on shady ground. You should really want to take a look in the mirror at yourself. And actually, what ground that you fall on? You should really question yourself, sister, brother, and ask yourself, what ground did you fall on? And if you don't have any roots and you fell on shady ground, my brother gave you what you need. There's an opportunity to get on good soil. You can still get planted. I like to tell people you can get rooted and booted in the word. All you got to do is go to the book of Romans.
God is
waiting. But God is jealous.
God gave me.
He's getting tired.
God gave me that earlier. He gave me that earlier about this. He wanted us to do that that seed, this whole chapter, right? It's talking about the, the seed that Jesus planted. And the, and Jesus opened it up a little bit more because it was only for the one, for what? That has it in their heart. They could see, but they can't see in here.
But they can't see. That's it. See what you can't see. You hear what you can't hear.
But,
that's it. The Bible says you got ears to hear and you hear not. That's it.
There you go.
That's it.
It was spiritual.
That's it. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
That's it, bro. That's it. This is spiritual.
You can see real good. You can recite the scriptures and you can do all of that, man. But until that thing gets in the heart.
That's it.
It kept getting hard.
That's it.
Well, you know,
I can promise you this, my brother. Mm-hmm. Once you get in your heart, you want to tell somebody.
Oh man, that's what it says.
You want somebody to know. Yes, sir. You want somebody to know.
Be fruitful.
Yes, sir.
Be fruitful.
Amen.
I got Reverend Henry on. Reverend Henry, you still there?
Yeah. You know, my pastor told me one time, he said, brother, he said, I'm going to preach just as hard if there's no one here, or if there's one here, or if there's 1,000 here. And that's what I like about my brother, Reverend Henry, and Brother Eric. When they come and get a word, they're not worried about who's listening. We just hope you listen, but they give the word.
There you go.
Amen. I thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Amen.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're trying to start something, and if it's God's will, we'll be back on Thursday, you know, and try to bring a little bit more, because Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a ministry, God's Plan, and we got the Sister Marion on Wednesday, you know. So we make way, but someone can still get the word 4 or 5 days a week.
Amen.
We ask you to keep these ministry praying, son, you know. Keep Brother Dog praying, son, and all the walls.
That's right.
Everybody's trying to do God's will.
Let me tell you something, brother. Yeah. Let me tell you something. It's enough of us. It's enough that need the word. That if we came more at the same time, we still could supply all of them. If we came more at the same time, it's enough of us that's in need.
You sure?
It's enough.
It's kind of like that racing, man. You know, you can't book no race on top of nobody.
Amen. But you got 50 states. Those that want to tune in tomorrow evening at the same appointed time at 5 o'clock, you can come in at 425-292-4212 and see what God has for you. The Lord has a word for you. He has a word for you. Do you have an ear? Amen.
You just gave confirmation to what the Holy Spirit has given me for about the last 3 weeks. There's two things.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was the power of the Holy Spirit. But he also gave me Luke 17 and 21.
There you go. In the book.
Luke 17:21. And it says, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, he's saying, look, he said, the kingdom of God is within you. And so he just gave confirmation. And that's why they couldn't understand the parable. You can't have one without the other. You got to have the kingdom of God to have the Holy Spirit. And in order to get the Holy Spirit, you got to have the kingdom of God within you.
That's it.
He said that the word kingdom is a two-syllable word. It's the king and dominion, which is the king's dominion or the dominion of the king. So you have to have the king's dominion within you in order to have the Holy Spirit. And like Bro D was saying, without that, then you're not spiritual and you wouldn't see it anyway. And so you just confirmed what he had been having in my spirit. And so I had just been breaking it down for the last 3 weeks. And then when I came on this evening, that's what you just gave confirmation. And so the kingdom of heaven is within us.
And you know what you did? You know what you just did? Confirmed the lesson.
What's that, brother?
You confirmed the lesson.
What's that? Yeah.
You confirmed the lesson.
That's it, bro. That's it.
That's all I know. I still think the book is right on that proper. You got two pieces here, all right? That's how you want to do it. And you're sharpening each other.
That's
what the word said, isn't it? That's what the word said. Shout out to two instruments and cut your thunder. Amen.
Yes, sir. Could y'all hear me? I'm still there. I said, can one of you brothers get a prayer? We don't get no lap. That's a fire prayer.
Yeah, man. I will. Actually, I got to get over to the other show so I can do a prayer over there. That my brother.
Yeah.
You'd always want to hear Uncle Henry pray.
Yeah, I was on mute. I just realized I was on mute. I'm praying.
But you know what, Brother Aaron? They let you know we're brothers because I'm always talking on mute. They let you know we're brothers.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I was prepared for us. Let us pray, Father God in heaven, while we come, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your grace. Thank you, Father God, for confirmation that you're giving us. Thank you for letting us know that you're yet with us, Father God. Continue to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits that we may receive your word. We realize that faith coming by hearing and increase our faith, even increase our hearing that we may hear and that we may understand the things that we hear, Father God. Letting us know that you are with us, Father God, giving us evidence of our prayers and our supplication that we render up unto you. Thank you, Father God, for confirmation, letting us know that you're here and you're near. So we just, Lord, we lift up hands in thanksgiving to tell you, thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for answers, Lord. Thank you for clarity. Thank you, Father God, for love that you're yet abiding with us, Father God, letting us know that if we have you, hallelujah, you said it in your word that you will come and make yourself aboard. In other words, you will abide with us, you and the Father and the Holy Spirit will abide with us, and people will see the evidence of your spirit in us. And we tell you, thank you, Lord. Continue to bless us, Father God. Continue to make us the vessels that you would have us to be, that we can yet show a dying world that you're yet to live. Hallelujah, that you're yet to live. We just love you. Thank you for the message, the messenger, the teacher, the humble servants, the gathering of the brothers where we come together and love abides, where love abides, where the spirit of the Lord is. There's freedom here. Hallelujah. Thank you for freedom. And continue to let your word go forth and have its free course in us. Let it cut the things out of us that you may pour into us. Hallelujah. More of you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it all, Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, Jesus!